The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Computer. There. Okay, great. Okay, here we go. So hello, everyone. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. For the theme for this evening's practice, I wanted to actually do a revisit of what we did on Wednesday. On Wednesday, I introduced taking refuge in silence as an act of care, as an act of self-care and love. And many of you reported that was really calming and soothing, that exploration of a mostly silent sit as an expression of love, metta, self-care. So it was so yummy and delicious that I thought, let's do it again, especially during the holidays, such a busy time that it can be for many. So especially nourishing to take refuge in silence, in peace. So that's all I want to say to frame it. And then the rest of it, I'll just lead in the guided meditation. So make yourself comfortable in your seat. Landing, arriving in this body. In this moment in time. Releasing the body, releasing any tightness in the neck, shoulders. Forehead, jaw, letting your eyes rest. Letting your heart rest. Feeling your seat on this earth and your feet on this earth, well-rooted. Letting the breath find you. Let the breath find you and you find the breath. As if the breath is playing the music of life in this body, in this heart, playing the scales, most beautiful music, the music of silence. putting down whatever is not necessary. Is this thought necessary right now?
No.
Gently putting it down. And taking refuge in breath. The silence and the peace of release, release, release. Taking refuge in silence. Loving the silence. Loving oneself. This is an act of self-care, self-love, self-metta. Nothing more rejuvenating, more delicious than this, the silence. And if thoughts arise, gently releasing them. Not now, thank you. I'm engaging in self-care. Just this breath in this body right now. relaxing and receiving the breath. It's an act of self-love, self-care. And if the mind needs more support, it's okay to offer the phrases of metta to yourself as an anchor. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. But let the words be light, so light, as if it is a whisper of silence. Stay with the feeling. Or maybe just the words with your breath. Say, breathing in happy, healthy, breathing in ease, And if there are a lot of thoughts, it's okay. Don't be disheartened. It's the nature of mind to think, to like to think. Release, let go smilingly. Hold the breath, the silence, dear. Falling in love with the silence. If you're falling in love with yourself. Not now, not now. If thoughts arise, tell them not now. turning your gaze inward into the body sensations to support stability and silence within. Relishing silence, embracing non-doing as an act of self-care and metta. In this moment, right here, in this body. Inviting the attention to be right here with the breath, right now. As we turn to the end of our sitting practice together, appreciating yourself for having shown up as best as you were able to, letting go of the outcome. You've planted seeds. Embraced silence, inner and outer, as much as was available. That's it. Your work is done. If the mind was wandering or planning, remembering, emotions arising, etc., it's okay. It's all right. Forgive yourself. Appreciate the goodness of coming together and practicing, and offer that goodness as a gift, both to yourself and to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be free. May all beings everywhere be awake, including myself. Thanks, everyone. So tonight, with embracing the silence as an act of self-care, revisiting the theme from two nights ago, and yet I intentionally provided even less scaffolding tonight, less than I think it was less, or at least that was the intention. Wondering what you discovered, what arose for you. You can type your reflections in chat if you want to everyone. If it's to everyone, I'll read your name. If it's to me privately, I will only read the reflection, not your name. You can also raise your Zoom hand if you haven't spoken recently. You're invited to, if you have spoken recently, I invite you to pull back and allow other people to pull forward. And the invitation is as a way to support yourself and others. One of you says, thank you, that was wonderful. You are so welcome. It's quite sweet to sit together in silence as self-care. Stephanie says it was both calming and chaotic. Yes, both. Both and. Both and. Appreciate you holding both. Yeah. And usually the calming nature of the sit can support the chaos within. The chaos that's happening. One of you asks how to relate this practice to Christmas. Well, Christmas can be a very, very busy time, and sometimes self-care goes out the window because we're running around like headless chickens. So taking refuge, in silence, just sitting, doing nothing for a moment, just being with the breath, with the body, as an act of self-care, as a true act of caring for ourselves, is how it relates to Christmas. It's an act of care. And another way it relates is by caring for ourselves in this way, we can become calmer, have a longer fuse, not a short fuse, to actually be loving to others. To be loving to others. And that's the spirit of Christmas. Kindness, generosity, spirit of generosity. One person shares, it usually is calming to have silence, but tonight I didn't use the opportunity wisely. No problem. Forgive yourself. Move on. It's all right. And just the fact that you showed up and sat in silence as much as possible. Yay. Yay to that. Don't underestimate the impact of sitting in Sangha, even though there was a lot going on internally. Charles Lee shares, was able to turn towards an old dark night of the soul memory with self-compassion. Ah, oh, sweet. Thanks for sharing that. Especially turning towards it with self-compassion. Yeah. Beautiful. We have space for one, two more reflections if anyone wants to share. Another person shared privately, appreciate your reminders that it is okay that thoughts are coming up and to be kind to ourselves. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for yours, Suzanne. Oops. I'm trying to keep the ones that are sent to me private, but sometimes I slip, so... Just finished this, one person says, just finished the solstice retreat. Oh, yes. No worries. That was okay. Thanks. Thanks, Suzanne. One person just finished the solstice retreat. So this meditation was synergistic. On the retreat, when I felt confused or uncertain, I heard your voice saying, you know how to do this. And simple metta. It was supportive. Thank you. You are so welcome, and happy early Nikki Miss. Thank you. It's Christmas is my birthday, so I often celebrate. I always celebrate Nikki Miss with my family as well as Christmas. Another person shares, remembering some traumatic events, but silence was calming, and I wasn't as activated as I might be. Experiencing self-compassion. Beautiful, such beautiful reflections tonight. Thank you all. Ah, lovely. Oh, more is coming. Yeah, the idea of being in love with myself is wow, powerful. Another person says, when I focus on my breath, I start controlling my breath. How do I stop this and just observe the breath as it is? What can be supportive is to consider the two words, actually three words, relax and receive, relax and receive. So keep relaxing, keep relaxing, keep relaxing and keep receiving so that there's not the sense of focusing on the breath, going out and capturing the breath, but just receiving the breath. Become a receptacle to receive the breath. Become a receptacle. Another reflection. At the end of the meditation, I told myself, when you plan for the future, I understand that you are trying to help. I understand that you value preparedness and you wish to help me meet the challenges that the future will bring. Thank you, mind. When you remind me of past missteps, I understand that you're trying to help. I understand that you wish to help me avoid repeating those mistakes. Thank you, mind. Oh, beautiful. That is such a lovely, beautiful, compassionate perspective to take to a wandering mind, to offer it appreciation and grace and release. Beautiful. Such beautiful reflections tonight coming out of the silence. One more person. I was trying to let go of a relationship hurting me so much, but gracefully. I was so sad, but now felt so peaceful. Yeah. Great that all can be both sadness, grace, can be held, the peacefulness of silence. All so powerful, your reflections. Also, I realize it feels more peaceful when the reflections are typed in chat and I read them out loud. I feel that there is a calmness in the space that remains. Not that I don't like you raising your hand and saying them in your own voice, but just observing, given that the theme was peace and quiet. Yeah, maybe I'll go back to the person who asked about trying to focus, who focuses on the breath and starts to control the breath. Yeah, really have the sense of you're sitting in this embodiment. You're sitting in a receptacle of ease and receiving the breath. However it shows up, just relax and receive, relax and receive. So that can be quite powerful, and they might seem like simple instructions, but they can really transform the way we relate to the breath, as if we're going out and trying to grab it. So, dear ones, let's turn our attention to practicing together in small groups, and again, maybe we just sit together in silence tonight. It can be so powerful in small groups. Just sit together in silence. And maybe a word wants to come up. Maybe a word or a phrase or a share comes up. Maybe not. Maybe you'll say something. Maybe another person says something. But let sitting in silence with others be predominant. And it might feel awkward. It might feel uncomfortable. Do not rush to fill the silence. Do not rush to fill the silence, because we often do that with friends and family instead of just holding space. These folks you're sitting with, they know how to hold silence. They're good at it. They love it as much as you do. So just hold silence together, maybe for a few minutes, and then if words arise. And keep your eyes open, actually, in the group. Keep your eyes open and hold silence. Maybe you're doing silent metta for one another. Maybe you're doing silent metta for one another. No questions. Just if a share comes up, you can share something. And if not, just hold silent presence with one another. How powerful. How radical. Yeah. The breakout group groups are primarily silent tonight. Enjoy. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Okay, here we go. What did that feel like? Holding patient silence with one another instead of rushing in to fill the space. Any insights? Stephanie says, very powerful. Jonathan says, very nice and peaceful. Great. Great. Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. Someone says, you're welcome, Kare. Beautiful. All right. So maybe I'll just leave it at that. And yeah, most welcome. All right. We'll just leave it at that. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for coming together to cultivate your heart for both your own sake and the sake of all beings whose lives yours touches. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Take care. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas if you celebrate it. Happy Hanukkah. Take care. I'm going to stop.